practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this 18th day of October 2020 as we fellowship around the Word of God on the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, and trust that as we gather together around the radio, that the program will be used today to prepare your heart to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. That's what this program is all about, to prepare our heart for the Lord's day. And I trust that that will be accomplished this morning. We're going to begin with a song entitled, I Have Been Redeemed. It's a new song, maybe to some of you or to most of you, but I think that the Lord will use it effectively in your life. I Have Been Redeemed.
Just as I am, for in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive, He has given life, I've been redeemed.
He has welcomed every lost soul in, He has given victory and the freedom from our sin. We are all made new, for we know God's word is true. Jesus Christ has given us new life.
Won't you come accept this gift today? Jesus is the Lamb of God, the life, the truth, the way.
Heaven can be home, you will never be alone. Jesus offers you eternal life. I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb, washed in the blood when I come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive, He has given life, I've been redeemed. To proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb, washed in the blood when I come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive, He has given life, I've been redeemed. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive, He has given life, I've been redeemed.
Well, I trust this morning that you can say that you've been redeemed because you have trusted Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. Well, certainly it is a delight to be able to gather around the radio with you this morning, and I trust that you're going to go to church. You know, over the past months, many people have been separated from the church, and I'm not so sure that that has been good for them. The Bible tells us that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. And you know something, beloved? When God gave the Apostle Paul that message that is written there in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, he knew that COVID-19 would be coming our way. And so I trust that if you've been missing church, that you'll get back into the fellowship of believers at a local church. If you don't have one to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. With our Wednesday midweek service at 6:30, the young people and the youth meet, and then at 7 o'clock in the evening, the adults meet for prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is teaching us about the miracles of Christ. And truly, it's been a delightful, delightful study. But if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. And our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Again, if we can serve you spiritually, don't hesitate to contact us. If you have a prayer need, don't hesitate to give us a call. If you have a question about the Bible, please call and ask, and we will do everything and anything that we can to help you, particularly if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It is our prayer that you do come to know Him, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. Remember, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I want to encourage you to keep in mind the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. You know, this is the 100th year of the Bible Conference, and last August, we are going to have a great week of honoring God for what He's done down through those 100 years. But the conference had to be canceled due to the COVID, and what we want to do is still remember God's faithfulness to the conference. And so beginning next Sunday, October the 25th, and going through Friday, October the 30th, we are going to have what we call a prelude to the 100th anniversary virtual conference. The theme is going to be, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we will be meeting every night, 7 to 9 each evening, and there are ways that you can join us. Number one, you can join us live in person here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Number two, you can join us by viewing us live or even archived on the CPBC Facebook page. That's a Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference Facebook page. Or you can listen live on WJSM 92.7 FM or WJSM.com. Again, starting next Sunday night, right on through next Friday night, October the 25th through the 30th. Our speakers will be David Kistler and Wendell Calder. They will be with us virtually. We'll be having special music, including Kara O'Brien, Don Wurtzen, New Journey, the Neelands, the Kistlers, Kara Knight. We'll be having a great time in the Lord with the prelude to the 100th anniversary of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference virtually. If you have any questions, give us a call at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you once again for another great day that you've given us, not only to fellowship around the radio, but to anticipate worshiping you in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing born-again Christians. Father, I thank you for each person who is under the sound of my voice right now. And if there's anyone who does not know the Lord, it is my prayer that your Spirit will convict them of their sin of unbelief, that today they would be the day in which they call upon the name of your Son and be saved. Encourage the believers through this particular program. And Father, above all, I pray that you will be honored and glorified, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now we're going to listen to a song that is older, but it's done in an up-to-date style with Karen Knight. It's entitled, How Rich I Am.
Jesus came my way, redeemed my soul and turned my night to day. How very rich, how very rich I am. Such peace and joy I never knew before, and from his boundless store. How very rich, how very rich I am. There's a greater glory in a sunset, a brighter twinkle in a star. There's much more promise in a singing bird. By far, all things have changed. My eyes, once blind, can see the whole.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, where the Word of God says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And of course, that is the name of Jesus. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. And now, before I deliver a message entitled, What is the Gospel?, let's listen to that old hymn of the faith, Jesus Saves.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Herschel Keeper Jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the a mighty voice.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Let the nations now rejoice.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves, this our song of victory. Jesus saves, saves. Jesus saves.
Well, again, I trust that you can say this morning that Jesus has saved you. You know, it's Jesus Christ who suffered and bled and died on that cross, and then on the third day arose again triumphantly to give salvation, to give the forgiveness of sins, to give eternal life to all of those who call upon his name. And my prayer is that you personally know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Do you? Can you find a time when, having realized that you are a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior who died for you, and then as the result of realizing those things, you said something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. If you've not said that, if you've not done that, if you've not trusted Christ, I encourage you to do it right now, because that is the most important thing that you can do in your life. Today, we're going to deal with the question, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? And our text is Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where the Word of God says, as Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. What is the gospel? Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's interesting to note that the word gospel basically means good news. Good news. If I were to come to your house this morning and knock on your door and say, I have good news for you. I've got $1 million to give you. You would rejoice, wouldn't it? And indeed you would. And the fact of the matter is, in a sense, that would be a gospel message because I have good news to give you. I've got this great gift of $1 million to give you. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to do that. But that's a good illustration. The word gospel means good news. But when it's applied to the Word of God, it has a very specific, a very unique, a very special meaning. And that's what we're going to look at today from Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Notice it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also the Greek. The first thing we see here about the gospel is that the gospel is the performance of Christ. It is the performance of Christ. Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. By the way, he is not ashamed of it because it is powerful, it is effective, and it really works in the lives of those who believe it. But when we say that the gospel is the performance of Christ, what are we talking about? Well, we find that that is answered over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, where the Word of God says, again, the Apostle Paul speaking, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." What is the gospel? It is the message of the performance of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Remember, Jesus died on the cross to pay the ultimate sacrifice of sin, which is death. He was buried, obviously, because he was dead. And then on the third day, he rose again. Why? To give eternal life to all of those who call upon his name. Yes, the gospel is the performance of Christ. Secondly, the gospel is the power of God. You see that again in Romans 1:16, where Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, the dunamis, the dynamite of God." The dynamite, the power of God. You see, the gospel is not weak because it is backed up by the omnipotence of God. The same God who spoke and everything came into existence is the God who has empowered the gospel of Jesus Christ, which simply means that the gospel is able to do all that God intends it to do. It will not fail. It will not stumble. It will not fall. It is powerful to save anybody and everybody anywhere on the face of the earth at any time. The gospel is the power of God. The third thing we see is that the gospel is the process of salvation. The process of salvation. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Unto salvation. Several times on this broadcast, I've already spoken of salvation. And of course, keep in mind that I define that as the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And you know, beloved, we all need to be saved. We do. Keep in mind that without salvation, we have no positive eternal future. Oh, we have an eternal future. But without being saved, that eternal future will be lived out in hell, the lake of fire, forever and ever and ever, simply because of not trusting Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. And the sad part about that is that it is a choice. If you go to hell, it's not simply because of the fact that God sent you there. If you go to hell, it's because you have not received God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, through the gospel. And so I would encourage you right now to take a look at your life. If you've not yet trusted Christ as Savior, call upon his name to be saved. And he will save you. He will deliver you from your sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence. The fourth thing we see here is the gospel is the prospect for all. It is the prospect for all. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." The gospel is the power of salvation from God unto everyone that believeth. Now, when it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek, that is a historical statement, simply because of the fact that, remember, Jesus Christ, when he came into this earth, came to the Jews first as their Messiah. He brought the gospel to them first as their Savior. But they rejected him. And after they rejected him, he extended the gospel to the Greek, to the Gentile, to the whole world. But the fact of the matter is, it tells us here that the gospel is the prospect for all, to everyone that believes. In other words, anybody can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Jew, Gentile, bond free, red, yellow, black, and white, no matter what part of the world they live in, the gospel is there for everybody. Whosoever includes you. Every now and then, I've heard somebody say, "Well, I'm too sinful to be saved." No, you're not. Jesus died for all of your sin. And so, beloved, take a look at your life. And if you've not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, remember the gospel is for you. No one is refused, that is, all may believe. And no one is rejected. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Please look at your life. If you've not yet been saved, say something like this: "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And he will. And if you make that your decision, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we'll send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Thank you for joining us today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.